We're back, baby, on this week's episode of...
Well, we'll just tell your mother that we ate it all.
10 hours, what's that? Me fading off on cocaine?
Yes. I forgot how much joy this brings me. And I could be at home.
I like that for, like, this is the first episode we've recorded, like, aside from the scrubbed attempt at remote recording in, like, probably, like, 2 months, and we immediately sat down and just got straight to bitching.
I had to actively say, don't hit record yet. I got some stuff.
Yeah. We're back in the blast hole, baby.
Man, it's good to be back.
It's like, say, like, Cheers has been uncancelled and Danton's turning the lights back on. And they're like, let's trot this out for 5 more seasons, even though there's no chemistry left.
Yeah.
It's making very little. I believe upwards of 40 people a week are watching it on must-watch TV, NBC.
Me and Rose are the Sam and Diane of Australian podcasting.
Yeah.
When will it happen?
Well, didn't we say that on...
We were talking about that on the recorded episode, on the deleted episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll...
Let's do a quick recap of the episode we deleted.
Well, we have catching up to do.
Yeah, like... but we also did some on the deleted episode.
Yeah.
What's with the earring?
That's
yeah,
the catching
up. Yeah, I was trying
to
notice that.
To
like, I thought that might have been a hair, but...
You got something to say about it?
Yeah, it's stupid as shit. I support a lot of aesthetic choices you made.
Yeah.
Arguably, the earring is too many.
The earring's one of the more conservative ones I've made in a while.
I forgot
maybe that's what bothers me.
Yeah, it's too regular.
I forgot how loud you are.
Yeah. You know what it would probably be like if you showed up with like a polo on? Like if you showed up with like a pink polo, I'd be like, oh, you're just co-opting something.
Mm.
No,
but I would also be like, of course.
Earrings are so universal that you can't accuse me of anything.
I think earrings have gone the other way around. Like, I think earrings had their moment in the sun.
No, I know that, and that's kind of why I got it now.
Because you don't want to be a poser.
Well, no, because I always like to get on things too late. That's like my...
I think most of the reason that I have my
ears
pierced...
Maybe let's get back into lockdown.
I think most of the reason that I have my ears pierced is for like extravagant earrings when I'm going out or whatever, which is like I literally just bought like earrings from that Struthless thing that have like a little rolled up $5 note in a bag full of glitter that looks like cocaine.
I
just assumed that was drugs
when I walked in. No. I was like,
on, on account of you being you.
yeah
you love drugs.
I do love
drugs. I've realized now after 5 minutes of talking to you that I prefer you in 20 second Rocket League soundbite.
Man, don't worry, Jamie, we're playing in an hour
and
a half.
Nothing like some isolation to make you realize you hate your best friend.
Absolutely, baby. Man, I do miss Rocket League already.
Yeah. I mean, that's been... The response to that has been pretty good.
Absolutely.
Like, it's almost better than the response to the podcast.
Absolutely.
it's like a group of people who are continuously like, oh shit, you guys are all doing this?
Yeah. You guys play... Wait, you guys are a Rocket League team?
Yeah.
I can't wait till comedy comes back so we can be like, hey, the Rocket League team's here. Like, I can be like, oh, the rest of the Rocket League team.
Yeah,
right.
Just start
identifying ourselves as the Rocket League.
Start
outside
referring
of
a fair
yourself.
Bit of Rocket League actually... Rocket League actually used to go down in this house because my old housemate, Dom Udan, good musician, look him up, he used to play heaps of it.
Yeah, right. Get him in. We are sure to play her some nights.
Mate, hit up Dom, he'll be keen.
Yeah, man. It is pretty sick being part of a team again. I enjoy that. Jamie, would you say you're the team captain?
No. Well, I'm like the... I organize.
Yeah,
that's
the dynamic is not dissimilar to the podcast in terms of labor.
You're a player manager.
Yeah, I'd say I'm the manager.
I do all the admin when you don't, though. I'm the second go-to for admin.
Yeah. Well, being a good manager is all about delegation.
That's not how he feels about the podcast.
And being a bad manager, it's all about relegation.
Exactly.
It's actually pretty funny if you know sports.
Okay. Let's talk about this earring.
I know some sports.
Let's talk about what?
This earring.
Oh, yeah.
Reminds me of that Simpsons episode where Bart get and Milhouse.
Oh, yeah, Sparkle.
Except you like legit look like Milhouse with the earring. Like, there's a certain shot. Because did you ever have
We should do some social media stuff. Take a photo of him.
Well, when you guys were growing up, I've got to find the photo of Millsap. Did you have like the complete episode guide to The Simpsons that they released in like
for the
color?
First, for the classic era one, yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I did my best friend at the time had the season 1 to 8, whatever one.
Yeah, that's
and I managed to get the little expansion for 9 and 10,
right,
which has Simpson tied
in
it.
I think the one I had the expansion in it, and the pages had a different color.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. And there's like a picture of him.
I can't believe
in
that.
There's a screen cap of him in that fucking episode. Mm. That is just...
I might know the one you're
It's
talking
just
about.
You. It's this.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, that's you.
Oh, beautiful.
Hey, Bart, okay. Check out my new room. Pretty cool,
I mean,
huh?
Like, yeah.
Okay, so you have to save that. Take a photo of him now, and then we'll post it with
I mean,
them
together. The caption is besides the point. There's just like, that is you. It's like looking at a photo
pretty,
of
pretty
you.
Pretty on point.
Like, that is just you.
All right. Well, okay, couple things on the earring. One, I got it a week before lockdown started. I just happened to not see you that week. So, like, this isn't that strange to me. This is, like, so like, I've forgotten that I'd had it sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's now just how I look in my head.
Did you have that when you were here the other night? I didn't notice.
Yeah, I had it, yeah.
Are you worried, because I know you worry, are you worried that people are going to, you're going to, like, come back to comedy, your first gig, you're probably headlining it.
Yeah.
500 bucks because they need the big guns.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll
are you worried strong. That, like, say, I don't know, like a Cameron James figure will be like, oh, yeah, a quarantine style thing. You know, like, you did that on purpose to, like, have a wacky look during quarantine. Like, the way people, like, get a ponytail.
Yeah.
Or,
so the question was, am I worried about that?
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't.
Do you know why? Because Nick Kappa's lived in Melbourne for a long time. Kappa is absolutely the kind of guy who'd bust on you for that.
It's an earring.
I was literally...
So this is my second point. Literally, like, I didn't... It wasn't a particularly ostentatious one. One day I remember...
No, it's just a gold one. It's not got ostentatious on it.
It's just a fucking sleeper.
Yeah.
It's just quite big.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I was like thinking about it. I was like, oh, it would be funny if I got an earring or that could look okay or
it
whatever.
Is funny.
It was like, but it was a passing thought. And then I was like, hold on, my ears have been pierced this whole time because the stretch thing's never fully healed. I can like, if I put one in, it's not a commitment to leave it in so that it heals properly. I can pop it straight back out. Mm. Popped it in. I was like, damn, I think I look a little sexy.
That's the problem with this. There's too much time to be at home just looking in the mirror. And
I did it, but it has nothing to do. It wasn't a quarantine.
It's like, I don't even know why I said Cameron James as well. Like, I can literally picture friend of the show and past guest Steph Broadbridge being like pointing at you, being like, "That's a quarantine thing." You're
oh
a
no,
loser.
A 48-year-old woman doesn't think I'm fashionable.
I can also picture friend of the show,
but I mean that will still cut you to your core.
There are also several other friend of the show past guests that would rip on him, like Alex White, Dave Henningham. Like,
oh, it's an I honestly think it's like it's just an earring. I'm in my 20s. It's fine.
Are you in your 20s still?
For now.
Yeah, you ain't got long left.
September, I'm going to milk it.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, I'll keep the I think earring's fine. I think I'm a young, fashionable, upwardly mobile, urban living man. You know, I'm like a part of a cool young... I'm married to a 25-year-old. Come on.
Yeah, see, now, like, I'd maybe buy the earring more for you if you were, like, 50 and you had, like, a fat silver chain
as well.
I'm also
preparing for that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
The earring might be like long term.
Should you make it there, your midlife crisis will be something absolutely spectacular.
I've been thinking about this so much lately.
What we need for you is like the earring, but it's going to be a cross, like a dangling cross.
Thought about
the upside down one, like the bisexual cross.
I think
I just say that because every fucking bisexual person
Hastings will have it right side up, but will turn it the other way.
Ooh.
Depending on situations. You're going
to get who I'm trying to fuck.
You're going to get like a pink Hawaiian shirt and you're going to get a merkin, but it's for your chest hair.
Yeah.
So you have a little tuft coming out.
Yeah.
And a big gold chain. Maybe with the peace sign on it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, maybe something that just says big dog.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah.
And you're going to walk around. And like, God willing, oh no, you'll probably be able to. You'll buy a boat.
Yeah, I'll be able to buy a boat.
I see you in a boat.
I've thought about buying a boat so much. And also, I've thought about my midlife crisis so much. Yes, these thoughts are connected.
Yeah, to call back to one of our favorite episodes, would it be an airboat?
Oh.
Could be.
I was picturing you.
That's my key to my heart, baby.
In a gigantic fucking yacht.
Yeah.
Yeah.
and you're just...
I'm going to die on that yacht.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't wait to fucking die on that yacht.
You 100% would be fucking Jordan What's-His-Face, the Wolf of Wall Street, if you could.
He worked too hard.
Yeah. There's no way Hastings is that guy. Hastings is like the Margot Robbie in that movie.
Oh, yeah.
Being like, I'll suck your dick for fucking another gold chain, you
Give
know?
Me
like,
a Quaalude.
Yeah.
But then she ends up kind of, you know, switching on.
Oh, yeah. She switches me on.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, it's Margot Robbie. It's not really a hot take.
Yeah, I also want to have sex with Margot Robbie.
I've missed you, James.
I don't know if you've ever seen my stand-up, but I just want to be her.
I watched that Harley Quinn movie. Ooh. While we're away.
Birds of Prey.
Yeah.
I've heard it's great. I haven't seen it.
It fucking rules.
Yeah, sick.
Like,
I'll check it out.
You can't believe that it's from the same universe. It's a sequel to Suicide Squad.
That's crazy. Because that movie is
boring.
Do you know what's great? Like, on paper, I'm exactly the guy to be like, Suicide Squad, that is hilariously bad. I'm going to see it 50 times. Like, and like, that's exactly the kind of thing.
And what are you on now, about 33?
I would ironically enjoy or whatever. I was watching it just so bored. Just
it's
like
not,
waiting for it to end. So the Joker, who is like the worst part of it, is in it for too little time for that to redeem it in irony levels.
Yeah, it's just boring.
Yeah, it's so boring. You get so much screen time with Will Smith. Oh my God.
Whereas like the first five minutes.
Just one of the most lovable actors in all the world. Sounds terrible.
In the worst role.
Yeah. Yeah. But the first 5 minutes of Birds of Prey, like there's more color and like action.
Yeah, apparently it looks great. Like,
it does.
Because Suicide Squad was like grey.
Yeah,
and
it's very
like,
dull.
It's like grey and they just like coated it with fluorescent purple. Like, it
yeah.
was, apparently that was all done in the edit later anyway. Like, you, yeah, it's no whatever.
Yeah,
we don't need to get into
it,
the Suicide
like,
Squad
it does
pre-production. Yeah, man, that's great. I've played even more video games since the last time.
Oh,
my God. Do you want to talk for 45 minutes about video games?
No. Well, I mean,
Rose, you're a gamer now.
Yeah, Rose is a gamer.
Oh, not really.
Like, I came over and gamed the other night.
Yeah.
Yeah, very briefly.
You're having
yeah.
gaming parties.
Yeah. Then you I was like, do you want to smoke this joint? And you were like, no, thank you.
But you certainly did.
Don't mind if I do. Don't mind if I doob.
Yeah. That's good.
Thanks, boys.
That's good. Sam,
just thanks, boy. I didn't acknowledge it.
Stunning,
and I'm a girl.
Stunning to not see the earrings. So much.
Yeah. The other boy was me. All
right.
And Hastings says boys. He's referring to me and him.
Thanks to me for really cracking that out and enjoying
you,
myself.
But yeah, no, I'm back on. This is, man, this we should have released this podcast 6 years ago for this, but I'm playing GTA 5.
Yeah, that's cool.
Man, it is I played it at the time as well. Fuck me dead, it is fun.
It's really good.
It is like, I forgot how fun it was. I played it for 5 hours before I got to a point where I was like, I don't really want to go do like a big mission and I'm kind of out of side missions. What can I do? Maybe I want to dress up my guy. Maybe I'll just ride my bike around looking for money. And then I was like, oh, this is the whole fucking game, you fucking moron. Like,
yeah.
So I played 1,000 hours of GTA.
Is that meant to be the good one?
It's one of the good ones.
It's meant to be the best one.
It's I've played all of them since 3. It is the best one. Except Saint, or you might be thinking of San Andreas. Because that was the good one for many, many years. And it was like not the latest one for a lot of that time. But yeah, man, GTA 5, Stardew Valley, I'm fucking like, it's like genuinely causing problems in my life. I did like 3 11-hour days in a row on it. It was fucked.
Yeah, Stardew Valley does rock.
Oh, I'm started dating Abigail in it.
Yeah. Welcome to my life. 2 kids.
Man, she's gonna get a couple kids, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm gonna
blow one up.
In the game, I'm gonna have kids with her. Yeah, man. I've played every game you can think of.
Yeah, it sounds like you're thriving.
I honestly lockdown. A little bit. I miss my friends a lot.
Yeah.
My friends I don't play Rocket League, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like, this is gonna come out anyway, but I think this is kind of funny, is that like, because we tried to record the remote episode last week. And we're all updating each other on what's been going on because it's been like 2 months since we recorded. And I've come on there being like, I've been dating someone. It's great. And I've since been broken up with, so that's always fun. Like, but that would have been so bad if like just from 1 week to the next, it was like, I was dating someone. Actually, she broke up with me.
Yeah. I feel you.
Did she listen to the podcast?
She has listened to a bit of the podcast.
Well, that's probably good.
I'm kind of in the exact same spot because there was this girl off Tinder who I had sex with, I think, 4 times. And I hit her up.
You've been rooting during...
No, this is pre-quarantine.
Okay.
And then when quarantine ended, I sent her the obligatory DM being like, you know, let's hang out soon. And she was like, oh, I got a boyfriend now. So I'm kind of in the same boat.
Then you should.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
You should fucking rat her out. You'd be like, you can't get a boyfriend in that amount of time. Under quarantine.
I suspect she might be sleeping with I suspect it might be a housemate. But
how sufficiently awkward is this, though?
If it's not, though, you've got to get ice on the phone.
How sufficiently
awkward is this, though? We were like, let's take 2 weeks. We won't talk to each other and like check in after that. And I went for a walk with a friend of the show, Beck Charlwood, today. And we ran into her on the walk.
Were you outside her house?
Hello, police.
No.
just being like, Beck, I found this cool new route. We just circle around this one house over and over and over again.
Because we were, like, Beck and I were going to go for a walk somewhere else, but it's then fun. She was like, hey, my like...
It's fun to walk in nature and throw beer bottles at this window and yell out, take me back. Yeah. It's just like a vocal warm-up.
But Beck was like, oh, my hip hurts. Like, can we like walk at like Sydney Park, which is like closer to her place? And I was like, yeah, sure. In the back of my head, I'm just like, that's the
wait,
park.
Beck's hip hurt, not Steph's.
Nice.
I don't know why. I don't know.
Yeah, Beck.
Sorry, Steph. I didn't mean.
Beck injured herself by getting too into dancing to Phil Collins In the Air Tonight. Apparently,
it's been a tough time for all of us.
Yeah, genuinely. Like, did the splits too fast? Is what?
Damn.
What happened? Apparently, but yeah, I just the whole time I'm like, yeah.
Did you say anything to Beck? Like, I don't want to do that.
I don't know, because I wanted to go and see my friends.
So you couldn't tell Beck, but you could tell every podcast listener we have.
Yeah, you could tell 40 dudes.
It's just us boys.
Yeah.
40 dudes and like 3 trans women who fast forward through all of our parts.
Yeah.
They got a filter on to edit out yours and my parts.
Yeah, it just sounds like the fucking teacher.
It's just Rose getting progressively more frustrated. Wah,
wah, wah.
It would sound like if it was just like if you did that like with any podcast where you just like put one like filtered out just one person's audio, it would be like the audio version of like Garfield without Garfield.
Yeah, kind of.
Where
it's just
like, I do it occasionally when you edit it because it's fun. Like if you you isolate Hastings and then because he's also like wild with the microphone, so he'll be like. He's just like, I wonder what's so funny, Andrew, that it caused you to jerk your mic violently
away. Just rewind a little bit. You'll find it was one of my jokes.
It's all yours. You're still just laughing at a thing you said.
The blood comes out almost
15
identical.
Minutes ago.
Hey, does anyone have weights I can borrow? Speaking of 40 dudes.
I've got weights of the world on my shoulders.
I just ordered some. But from like a very dodgy sounding store that had them for quite cheap. But like, I'm worried because, I don't want to sound racist, but like all the
but all black people are
I'm listening.
But like all the fucking things that come back like from the customer support team are like in broken English, which doesn't instill like the most confidence.
You shouldn't buy them on
wish.com. How heavy weights are you getting? I'm not
I just
sure
got
what weight to get. I
got
like fives.
I got an adjustable, like 15 each set.
I'm getting heavyweights on DVD. It's a great movie. I recommend you watch it.
Is that David Spade?
No, it was like Ben Stiller was in it. It was like Kenan Thompson and stuff. It's about Fat Camp.
Yes. Yeah.
It's actually great.
Yeah,
I love that movie.
I was.
We should do that movie.
We should.
I'm pretty sure
that movie.
It would not hold up.
Probably not, but it's probably not too bad. Like, it'd just be like, oh, fat shaming.
Yeah, I know. That
but also, the fat, like, the fat characters are all heroes because they're all, like, the
that's true. If someone's the hero in a story, it's impossible to be prejudiced against them.
Exactly.
That is film literature.
Yeah.
Sorry, my mouth's really dry.
But it's not like they're on there, people being like, hey, fucking Butterball, like...
I don't even know what movie you're talking about. Do you want to know what I was thinking about that whole time instead?
Something about you.
When you said heavyweight, I was thinking, okay, we're doing puns on weight. So I was like, all right, what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring up the band, and then say, you know what,
yes,
I was going to buy. And
weight.
I assume you'd say the weight. And then I'd say no, and then I'd name another song by the band.
But then you remember
that
you
couldn't remember
any other
another
ones.
Song. I was there for like 2 minutes just being like, what fucking... I was like singing in my head. It's like,
Robbie Robertson.
But I'm like, what's the song? What's the name of that song that's like, I see my light come shining? What's that song called?
I vaguely know what you mean.
From the wet. Fuck. Any day now? I don't know. God. Do not DM me about this one unless the answer's written on your breast.
Definitely DM him and don't send him any photos of your tits.
Yeah, is it bad to like think they're fucking me around because it's in broken English?
No.
Like, it doesn't mean that I wasn't necessarily...
I get to decide.
It just makes it harder to deal with.
But I wasn't necessarily like, oh, damn, X race is in charge of this. Like, I have no idea. I was just like, oh, God, these people are dumb. Like, because it's just like, I don't
maybe
know.
It's actually just a moron. Rose, not someone from any other country.
someone who literally can't speak English, but English is like, definitely language. It's like, I guess I got them on the text line. Joes, do you think that with that moustache and green jumper combo, Jamie looks like Ned Flanders?
Did you just call me Joes?
Yeah, you did.
Look, I was very excited to get the burnout.
I don't even know the question because I couldn't focus after
it was
you
a good
that.
Burn too.
Damn, Joes. Don't get him while he's like this.
This sucks as well. Okay. This sucks as well because the burn doesn't even work for
you
the audience.
You don't think my name is Jose,
it
do
was
you?
Just for Rose because it's a visual joke.
Yeah, you're making visual jokes on the podcast for
but you,
idiot.
But you would have liked it if you heard it.
Properly. We'll say it again.
Rose, do you think that Jamie with that moustache and jumper combo looks like Ned Flanders?
Ugly dugly.
That's the exact shade of green.
I think he looks beautiful.
No, it's not. It's one darker, I think.
Yeah, and he's not wearing the shirt. His hair's different.
How dare you do this to your own? Can you just go with me for one fucking second?
Hastings on
have
a ladder.
You heard the podcast?
On a ladder in front of the net, airballing it out of the stadium.
Do you know if we're leveling...
it's like you're about to deliver the punchline of the century, headlining the store, and you shit your pants as you deliver.
If we are leveling like surface-level cartoon character assassinations at somebody,
yeah.
I would say Raimi.
Sam Raimi?
Jokes. No.
Oh, Jokes. Right. Raimi. Oh, I get it. That's funny.
Yeah, I'm actually very good at comedy.
You could tell because I had to think about it for too long.
Don't you think Hastings kind of looks like the tall goth kid from South Park?
Ooh, oh, yeah, with the earring too.
Yeah, because of the hair. Like, is he like...
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, like a little bit, right?
But
like,
I think Hastings would like
what,
that.
What, Rose? This guy has a 9-inch dick. Thanks for saying I look like him, right? That guy's donger is massive. Comedy's so easy.
Yeah. You can think that and be where you are in this stage of your career.
I'm just not trying. That's my excuse.
Yeah, that's patently obvious.
No, my career's going okay. Shut up.
No one has charisma.
Yeah, that's true. It's
doesn't matter.
Comedy doesn't exist.
Yeah. My day job career's going
it's
okay.
Like the first room to come back might fail.
Yeah. Or it might succeed.
Yeah, it might. It just, no one, it's hard to tell what the climate will be. So people who are smart are going to be hesitant about booking a fucking full month worth of shows because you can't book a pro showcase week to goddamn week, which means that people who really want it will jump the gun. And we'll either...
You'll be able to go super hard with the first show, though.
You'll be able to go super hard with the... you'll be able to, but, like, how many tickets will you be able to sell?
Yeah, be able to sell.
Like, if you've got a room that sits 100 people, you'll be able to put maybe 20 in.
I heard an identical conversation like this on a popular podcast the other day, so maybe we don't want to get too far into it.
Right.
Like, word for word, 25%. What are the comics mean? Like, it was crazy similar, like... It was exactly where it was going.
Well, maybe because that's just what comics will be thinking about.
Absolutely. But it's still a reason to avoid it on pod. Like, it's a very natural thing to fucking want to talk about.
Yeah.
But, you know.
And then the person who does bring it back is going to think they're a fucking hero.
Oh, for sure. We can talk about that.
Well, I'm thinking of, like, three separate people.
I think we're thinking of the same three separate people.
Yeah, pretty much. But, like... And I mean, like, one
of...
I can think of one of them that, like, I would applaud their choice to do so because I think they'd do it right. And I could think of a couple more who I'd be like, ah, fuck.
Oh, we're thinking of different people then. The three I'm thinking, none of them would do it.
I'm also thinking of a couple of rooms that will never come back after this.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to talk about that.
Well, you can talk about Powerbomb Comedy.
I mean...
We'll be back, baby.
Staves has a chance because it brews beer and wins competitions
also,
and they do wholesale.
Who would the deal with the owning of the beer? We don't know what the fucking situation is. Some we don't know if they got rent, whatever, who knows.
Maybe. One of the rooms I don't think will come back will be because of the kind of time that they've not had it anymore. And I think the pub got new owners.
Interesting. Anyway.
Also Glebe-based, but not us.
Okay. Yeah, okay, what about...
So Mike and Hans dead, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, I was not
I mean, comedy's finished. We could just name names now. That's like the best part of coming back to the podcast.
I want every room to come back better than ever.
Yeah. Hastings still wants to get
on the record. Yeah.
I mean, like, I think that some people will respect tradition, so I don't necessarily think Mike and Han will just get cut like that. I think there'll be talks with everyone.
Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely no way of knowing what the situation is.
It'll be the places that
don't.
Or
even when this will be happening.
The places that don't bring any money will be the first to go.
Mm.
Like, big bars
yes.
that have open mics in cramped spaces will not yes. reopen those rooms.
Yes. I think
that's true.
That we're in a particularly good position, but also it could just absolutely fucking ruin everyone.
People will want to go out.
Yeah, I know, but the venues might not be.
I had a big argument with like a friend of mine being like, it's going to be a recession. You're like, oh yeah, but
they've
like,
guaranteed a recession.
Yeah, I know, but like,
isn't it basically already
happening? Yeah, we're in one.
Yeah. But he was like saying like once the lockdown's in, because of recession, people aren't going to go out. And I was saying that.
That's not how recessions work.
But I was saying like, that's crazy. And I was like, and it's maybe for like forward thinking people who like want to own property or like take care of their money. But the vast majority of fucking young, dumb cunts who go to live events. Yeah. They're going to, it's like, I was telling him, I was like, man, we lived through the fucking global financial crisis in 2008. At any point were you like, oh, we shouldn't go to Epping RSL because of the GFC?
Yeah, not at all.
Like,
we kind of avoided the GFC a little bit, though, didn't we?
That was his argument as well. But I was like, you're still going to like, only the most sensible nerds are going to be like, all right, I'm not going to go to a pub.
The issue is the venues, not the punters. Going out is not that big an like, sure, you might go out less, but like, you might spend less while you're out. But like, the industry doesn't, like, it's up to the venue. Like, the venues might not sustain, be able to survive this.
The only other thing I could think of as well is like the people who kind of are like, oh shit, like I'm doing better in quarantine.
Oh, I'm excited about the drop-off, absolutely.
As in you're excited to experience the drop-off, like you're on the roller coaster and you're ready for it to go down, take the photo. Like,
I'm excited.
People not turning up.
I'm excited for
anymore.
There to be less comedians when we come back.
Oh, that's going to be more than ever.
I
reckon it's 50-50. I haven't decided.
I think it'll be more than ever.
Oh, Mike is sure, but I think like people who actually can book shit and stuff, a lot of them might not.
Yeah, but I think it will embolden a class of open micer to be like, all right, well, these people are gone. I'm coming in.
I booked the room, cunt. Like, it's, you know what I mean?
And like, I decided to, like, there'll be people who did like one gig before this all went down. And then they'll like get to the end and be like, yeah, I've been doing comedy for 6 months. Yeah.
It's like, also,
you've
like,
done one gig, cunt.
How long has lockdown been? Like 6 weeks?
Yeah.
And I think I've seen, 6,000 white Sydney uni educated dudes with a green screen pretending to read the news. Welcome to the Corona time. So Scott Morrison today, and it's like a picture of a turkey on the Chiron. Yeah. You're like, oh, you suck. This sucks. Like, and I mean, and we're never gonna see that person when comedy comes back, apart from comedy festival time, when inexplicably their improv troupe has 7 shows in the festival.
No,
this could be a boon for us, or this could be.
This was something.
It's been nice knowing you.
That's the fun part.
This is something that we missed because that got deleted in the remote thing. Is like the last episode that we recorded before, like the best ofs episodes and whatnot. Some real bad predictions where this was all going from all of us because we recorded that so long ago.
No apologies. Let's get cancelled for saying bad shit about Corona.
Did we say bad shit about Corona?
We didn't. Oh, we were just like, it's not a big deal. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I think we didn't quite...
we weren't taking it seriously.
We didn't quite factor quite how bad it was going to get.
Yeah, but I don't think we made a stance We were just kind of live our life.
I'm saying, people have been canceled for Corona shit, though, and I'm saying, like, let's try
have
it
they?
Now. Oh, just like any, like it's like the new anti-vaxxer thing.
Like anyone we know?
No. What, I'm talking like on Twitter.
I definitely would have said the word hysteria at some point, but then like quite soon after was like, oh, whoops.
Well, like I don't blame a bunch of people who'd spent thousands of dollars on Melbourne Comedy Festival praying every day just hysteria.
Yeah, I was also there being like WrestleMania's on the fuck. Yeah. I missed out on WrestleMania. My Chemical Romance, My Honeymoon. I probably should have put that higher in the list. Mm. Stand-up spots in America and my Comedy Store run and hosting The Lounge again.
Yeah.
And acting Mike and Hannigan.
I mean, it's pretty funny.
I missed out on going to Melbourne and getting some du jour jeans.
Oh, man.
500 shows. Just like, like, it's funny. Like,
I know.
Still haven't got our red Joe back.
I know.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise
me. Just a timestamp that.
Yeah, it's cool to see how poorly everyone's coping with. Yeah, it's funny.
I don't know. Like, I'm kind of worried.
I'm worried about some people, sure.
No, I'm not worried about anyone.
I'm deeply selfish and I don't care.
Oh, yeah, I wish I did. That's the problem. Like, I was talking to Lex the other day, being, like, because everyone's fucking... Especially, like, the first couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Like, everyone was just, like...
Well, our numbers have been looking...
Everyone
today
was, like, throwing a shit fit about the arts, and I was just like, who cares?
Yeah, we have jobs, though.
Yeah, that's probably right.
Yeah, we have, like, actual jobs, James.
Yeah, I guess it's different from, like, a freelance listicle writer.
Man, we're pretty lucky to, like, still have jobs.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, but I've been playing up the whole, like, duh, kind of a job thing now, despite the fact that I've been unemployed for, like, 9 months or something before
man,
it all.
Honestly, Rose, so much respect to you. It's also funny because, like, Yvette's been unemployed for a few months now.
Man, I'm coming up onto 11 months in a couple of weeks.
And it's like,
pretty spectacular effort.
It's such a bummer because she's so bad at being unemployed and I'm so good at it. And she likes it when I'm at home and like I like
being
at home.
So you want to do like a trade-off?
Yeah, we would love to. I've just like, can you
where
please?
She like wears a wig and goes in and it's like, I'm Andrea. Doot, boop, boop, boop.
That would be so sick. That is what I do at work.
Yeah, well, that's what everyone does at work. Yeah. I love it. Like I'm secretly worried that the lockdowns are going to get released, like, done too early.
You're secretly worried.
Oh, that's like...
He's secretly fat.
Probably having... Not anymore, dude. I'm like this... Like, I'm starting to put a little bit of it back on. After the appendectomy... Oh, yeah.
we haven't mentioned that yet.
After the appendectomy, I went down to, like, 60 kilos. It's fucked.
60?
I was tiny, dude. I was, like, at 64 when I was, like, bouldering skinny. Like, when I was, like, wedding skinny.
Jesus.
Yeah. I was, like, 78 at my biggest. Yeah, which is still, like, not big, but, like, considering I... Like,
man, I've got close to 100.
Too big for my, like, frame or whatever.
Not now, but
yeah,
I have.
You're, like, also just, like, a bit, like, you're tall, like, much taller, but also, like, I'm just a slight person.
I'm
especially
thick.
Now that I haven't got my shoulders anymore. I lost all my muscle mass from bouldering. This sucks. I hate Corona.
Yeah, I love it. Like, I've been working out more than ever.
I broke my sternum.
I can't do push-ups because my appendix ruptured.
How long can you not do push-ups?
Another, like, 3 weeks.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Did you get keyhole?
Yeah. Still, like, 5 weeks, I think.
Really?
Maybe 4 weeks. Maybe that gets another 2 weeks.
I don't remember there being as many
I feel fine, but I'm not allowed to, like, lift anything.
Yeah, I mean, there probably
were.
I just don't remember.
I can do weights if I sit down, because it doesn't engage my, like, whatever then.
Yeah.
But, like, it's standing. I can't do anything that uses my body.
Yeah, but that's it. Like, I'm basically, like, secretly a little worried that it's good. Like, the lockdowns are going to come to an end. Like, I'm a fucking 30, almost 34-year-old man who's never had savings in his life until a global pandemic.
Yeah.
And it's like, and I don't trust myself when everything comes back to be like, stay the course, you've been doing good. Like, I'll just be like, I'll look at a beer and just be like, all right, here we go, baby.
Yeah.
It's like, I haven't smoked a cigarette since this started.
Fuck
really?
Yeah, don't go back, dude.
Yeah, but that's what will happen.
Yeah, like, Man, that first beer.
It's like, basically, like, I won't be able to do comedy for 6 months.
That beer is like...
So I'd rather no one can do it.
Yeah, I know
just,
what you mean.
That's what I mean. Like, because this is happening.
You've liked the freeze.
Well, you can't get FOMO when no one's doing anything.
I've gotten a lot of productive, healthy, good life stuff done while this has been happening, which I think will put me in a better position. So, but now I'm like, cool, I kind of got everything sorted out. Can we end it before I run out of things to do? Because then I'll go insane. Like,
just play video games.
Man, it's a lot of video games.
Yeah. Yeah. But like...
It's
there's
great,
certainly so, yeah. It was like once it gets lifted, though, I can be like, "Oh, I worked out. Like that was worth it." And everyone was like, "No, we had like 10 beers and we got this fun inside joke." I'll be like, "Ah, oh, fuck the workout. Like I'm coming to
How's Fallen Order, by the way?
It's good. Like I like
thinking
it.
Thinking about doing that next.
I like it. I hate the checkpoint system.
While you're talking about that bullshit, does anybody want a beer? I'm going to the fridge.
Oh yes, please.
Yeah. Right.
yeah, it's good. Checkpoint, not good.
I don't like the checkpoint system just because, like...
Is it just, like, space between... With
but it's, like, if you get killed, it drags you all the way back.
Yeah.
And some of them are really fucking far. Like...
You die a lot in GTA. I'm surprised how much you die. Like, the missions are actually, like, kind of hard.
Yeah, I've been playing so many different kinds of games that, like,
I've had that too.
The shock of, like, a pure action thing like Fallen Order is really, like, because, like, Red Dead was pretty slow-paced.
Yeah, it's also a full open world thing.
Yeah, and it has, like, the guns and stuff, but it's not, like, pirouette-y combat stuff. And then, like, Outer Worlds was just a first-person fucking shooter. So this is, like, it's basically Uncharted.
I'm sorry to our listeners for allowing that to happen.
But we have good opinions on video games. Do you want to hear another Andrew Hastings hot take?
Mm.
Replayed Portal, still incredible.
Yeah. I mean,
unbelievable game. So good. And I've played that game a few times now.
Should we be nice to our listeners and talk about this fucking movie?
We should. It's an important movie.
All right. Welcome to We'll Just Tell Your Mother We Ate It All, a podcast about teen sex comedies and things thereabouts. This week we are doing American Wedding, known as American Pie 3 The Wedding or American Pie The Wedding in some countries. 2003 American sex comedy film and a sequel to American Pie, American Pie 2. Third installment, originally intended final of the American Pie theatrical series. Blah, 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 blah. What do you reckon?
American Pie 3,
and
The Wedding.
I'm Rose Piper.
Oh, yeah, I'm Andrew Hastings. American Pie 3, The Wedding. I think this movie... Okay, so I've seen this movie twice now.
This is only the second time I've seen it.
First time...
Same.
We didn't really... No, you were there the first time when I saw it, James. We just didn't really watch it. We were very, very drunk.
Okay, third time then.
Yeah. We were very, very drunk on rum in Melbourne.
Ah, yeah.
And we were having a lot of fun and I don't remember it at all. This I watched, like, just in my house. I don't remember any of it really this time either. It's a very forgettable movie. It's very by numbers. I think at times I'm having a good time back with the characters, but overall I thought it was pretty... Meh.
It's pretty shit.
Yeah.
I think, like, most of the movie is, like, just... Like, it felt like watching, like, a British TV show in the 70s where they're like, oh, no, and now the vicar's here.
Yeah.
It just... There was so many just, like, catastrophic set pieces or whatever. And then at the very end, they tried to give it some sort of, like, emotional climax.
I think my biggest issue, and it is to do with that emotional climax, I think my biggest issue with the movie is... That the character Michelle, right, she's in American Pie 1 on screen 10 minutes?
Not heaps, yeah.
Right? American Pie 2, she's in it more, maybe let's say 15, 20 minutes, but very much a minor character until the end. You don't really spend enough time with Michelle as a character to really know what she's about and what her deal is beyond that she's...
You
like
just know that
she's
secretly a bit of a freak.
Yeah, like, she's like a set, but she's like a geeky person who loves fucking, I guess. You definitely don't... The last time you see these characters, they go, hey, maybe we're going to try being a couple. The next time you see these characters, they're going, we're getting married. I'm not invested in this relationship at all. I don't know this relationship. I haven't spent any time with this relationship. But they're acting like this is,
I think,
you know,
maybe
Ted and Robin at the end of How I Met Your Mother.
Maybe it's meant to be that you care about Jim.
I don't.
I have a theory about this.
Yes.
That I've been thinking about for years now.
Yes.
Ooh.
About American Pie, The Wedding in general.
Yes.
And why people are cold to it.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
And here it goes. So basically, this movie came out in 2003.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's 2 years after American Pie 2, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And everyone says, well, they've only seen this twice. Did you see this in the movies, Rose?
No.
How old would I have been in 2003? Probably not.
Did you see
this
in the movies?
Must have been when it came out.
Absolutely not.
It would have been when it came out on DVD, I guess.
Did you see any of the other ones in the movies?
Too young.
No, too young.
Okay. Did you rent this, like, as soon as it came out?
No, I didn't see this till I saw it with you in Melbourne.
I probably would have, yeah. Like, the first time I saw it was, like, back then.
But even then, like, you would have said at that age you were a fan of the franchise of the movie series American Pie, right?
Yes. Loved the first one and the second one so much.
Yeah, you didn't really seek out the third one.
No. Yeah. Well, I mean, I did then. I did then, but I watched it and didn't think it was great.
I think that's true for me as well. I was a fan of the franchise when it came out. And didn't, like, by the time the third one came out, I had figured out the first two.
I would have.
I didn't seek it out, and I was.
Here's why.
I would have got it as soon as I could, but didn't like it.
Are you ready for this?
I'm ready for it, baby.
This is my theory about, like, why people, especially our age.
Because you're right. It's weird I didn't go see it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's really weird that I didn't go see it. I should have.
Sorry,
in 2003, how old were you? Like,
13.
Yeah.
I should have gotten the DVD. I should have like rented it with my friends.
Yeah, I got the DVD.
Yeah. So I was thinking about this because I saw it in the movies as an afterthought. Like I was like huge fan of American Pie 1.
Well, you probably were 15 then, right?
2003, I would have been 17.
17?
Yeah.
He's older than us.
Yeah, I know he's older than us, but how much older?
I'm 33 now.
Right, I'm 31.
I'm 29.
When did I turn 15?
You turned 15 in 2004.
2003 was
the year. You
were
born the year before me, but you're born earlier in the year.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah. Okay, good.
So your birthday's happened this year, mine hasn't.
Yeah, our birthdays don't really go along with the theory. But basically, like I saw this as an afterthought too. Like, huge fan of one. Two was the first MA movie I saw in the movies. Like, the first movie I went to see with, like, a bunch of girls. I mentioned it in the last one. Yeah. So, American Pie, I had the double DVD of one and two. Huge fan of the franchise. Three, didn't rush to see. My theory as to why is that when you're 13 and you see American Pie 1, it's sick. It's aspirational. All you want to do is be in high school, hook up with hot chicks, see your first set of titties, and like prom is something you dream of that's achievable.
Yeah.
Then American Pie 2 comes out. You're a couple years older. You've got that aspirational, like, oh man, when I fucking get out of high school, this is what it's going to be like with all my high school friends.
Even without that, they're still kids. Even
shut the fuck up. Shut up. And shut the fuck up.
That's why I think I like 2 more.
Shut up. I'm trying to do the theory.
And I'm trying to help your theory.
But you're not.
Let him go. Let him have his money.
So, American Pie 2, aspirational. Like, when I get out of high school, I'm going to do this. I'm going to party with my high school friends all the time. It's going to be beach by day, beach party by night. Then you're 15 or whatever, or like a couple of years older, and all of a sudden they're doing this thing that you think is for people in their 30s.
Yes.
So, you're just like, oh, I'm still in high school. I don't identify with the concept of getting married.
Yeah.
I don't view it as an aspirational thing.
Yeah.
So this movie automatically is not as appealing to me.
Yeah.
I've also seen that maybe it's missing Oz. What the fuck? Who cares? Like, you know? And then you're
personally,
just like,
I was more upset by the absence of it than Tasha Leone. So,
and then you say, like, you know. And then you say, you know what? Like, I'll go see it because, like, I'm a fan of the characters. But you don't go, like, fuck, it's American Pie 3. I'm in, baby. Yeah. Let's do it.
Absolutely.
And then you watch it, and it's honestly not as bad as you'd think. Like, it's
still an American Pie film.
It's not an American Pie film, though. It's a romantic comedy with American Pie and 2000-style sex comedy raunch ladled onto it like nacho cheese.
Yes.
Like, it's more of a farce. Like, all that stuff you're talking about is, like, almost Frasier-esque farce.
I think your theory is fabulous. Great stuff. Love you.
You are right. I think your theory is spot on. Yeah. And even without having seen American Pie 2, I was excited by American Pie 2 because I didn't have the word "the wedding" in the title. If they just called it American Pie 3 and released the same movie, it kind of would have solved their problem.
Well, it's called American Wedding
and the
thing where it came out, which like makes sense. And it kind of makes sense from like a Hollywood part of like, where do we go now? Because we've done this. And you don't want to do, like, here's Jim and Stifler after college where they're just kind of aimless working in a video store because that's Clerks. That's Slacker. That's, like, every 90s alternate comedy made.
Yeah.
So you kind of, because American Pie has always, even though, like, we view it as, like, a masterpiece, it's always been, like, a very mainstream by-the-numbers comedy movie. Like, number three, it's quite sweet and, like, the missing characters. Like, I know it's probably a money and a contract thing, but it makes sense for that moment when you leave high school and college and those people do drift apart.
Yeah.
Like, it makes sense that the fucking Shermanator's not in there because you don't sit around with your high school friends when you're 25 being like, remember the Shermanator? Like,
even though there aren't too many important characters missing, it does, you feel the hole, I think.
Well, it doesn't feel like a gang. It feels like it's a movie about Jim, Michelle, Stifler's mom. It's a movie about Stifler. Well, Stifler has the arc. Stifler has the big...
Well, Kevin and Finch apparently had like a lot of stuff cut out of the movie.
Right.
Which like... And see, this
is... they are the least memorable
characters. This is ultimately why I... And like, this is more of like a way I watch it thing than maybe the quality of itself. But this is why I like 3 and 4 together, kind of like as a whole... And, like, it's almost like a Before Sunrise, Before Sunset thing, like, to go high-quality movie on this shitty teen sex comedy. But, like, 1 and 2 are, like, this security blanket of fucking, like, oh, high school, fucking, all, like, I'm with my friends all the time. This is the life. We're having a beer. We're doing the podcast. It's going to last forever.
Mm. And this then, podcast, like, will last forever.
Yeah. And, but, like, 3 and 4 are, like, kind of the more, like,
adult.
What's it? Yeah, like, adult, but what's the word? Like, wistful, like, kind of like, oh, it doesn't, like, work out always. Like,
yeah.
You,
yeah.
Like, Stifler does, like,
yeah,
fade away from his friends, even though, like, he's the breakout star of the movie.
Yeah.
Kevin doesn't seem like they're that good friends anymore, because that's what happens.
Yeah.
And, like, 4, mm.
Particularly in America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, and that's why, like, when we get to it, like, American Reunion really hit for me, because I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Like,
that's what I was going to say to support your theory, is I liked American Reunion way better than The Wedding.
Yeah, because we were at that point now.
Because you're at the,
like,
point where you could be having
school.
A reunion. Yeah.
So I remember when American Reunion came out, I remember thinking I would go see that, because the idea of seeing an American Pie movie now.
In the
when
movies.
They're grown up. Yeah, yeah. When they're all grown up or whatever. The idea of seeing that kind of appeals to me now. And
yeah.
It sounds fun. But I haven't seen American Pie 3, so I guess I'm not into that franchise anymore. Oh, well, never mind.
I went and saw the reunion.
So, like, if
I'd
seen 3, I would have seen Reunion. I never even occurred to me.
Wow, Reunion is on Netflix too. Do we have to just do that for the next episode?
We will.
We'll do it another 100 episodes.
Reunion, I think, is, like, very deliberately melancholic in parts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because it's marketed to us.
Yes, where Wedding is not deliberately melancholic, but because of circumstance and the way we've grown up watching these movies, you can transfer it onto it. And it kind of makes it, like, a very sweet movie about a guy that we've grown up with growing up.
Yeah. Which is why I think they shouldn't have done Wedding. They should have just had the gang are back in town on this. It's their second year of college, and they're back in town for a week or whatever.
But what's interesting about that? Wouldn't, that's two. That's American Pie 2.
Yeah, I'm saying just keep doing that.
If they
just keep making American Pie movies.
If they kept
baby.
Doing that, then you get the Presents ones.
All right, they should have not done any more and then gone up back with Reunion. They
and
should have,
like,
done 1, 2, and Reunion.
And that, like, Rose, like, brings me to, like, my next point is, like, the difference between this main 4 American Pie movies and the American Pie direct-to-DVD movies and, let's say, American Pie versus teen sex comedy as a whole genre in this area. American Pie has that underlying sweetness and earnestness that the direct-to-video ones completely obliterate, and most teen sex comedies in 2000s don't know what to do with.
Oh, I mean, like, fucking, like, 90% of the things that we've watched for this.
Like who, like, name a teen sex comedy from, like, 1999 on, apart from Superbad, that does earnestness, like, as well as American Pie.
Yeah, it's tough. You're
it's like Road
right.
Trip is a purely funny movie.
Yep.
Van Wilder is just snarky.
Yep.
Like,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think you're right, actually. American Pie 1 and 2, in a different way. I mean, I think American Pie is a better made film, but I enjoy 2 so much.
I enjoy 2 more than 1.
But, like, looking at 1 is, like, as a film, it's easier to use American Pie 1 as an example, I think, is what I'm getting at. Is it really is the standout of the genre because of how perfectly balanced it is, and how it's you really do feel the heart of it through the cum jokes and whatever.
Yeah, and it's like a movie that now, like, 21 years in the future, like, its major set piece, like, a lot of people would consider, like, assault. But, like,
oh, absolutely. We saw articles about it, like,
And that part has aged horribly, but, like, the underlying earnestness of those characters, like, because it's not at the end, the same way as Superbad is, but at the end they're like, it's not just 4 boys trying to get a nut away. Like, it is about friendship, and it is about the end of an era. And so through history of American Pie and using it, I think you can watch American Pie 3 in a way where it's a much better movie than it actually is.
Yeah, like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
Also, it has no Blink-182 on the soundtrack. 0 stars.
But that brings me to one of the points that I was going to make is, like, even though I don't think this is as good as the first two, it, like, you can tell that it's got, like, a higher production value almost purely because of the quality of the, like, pop punk songs that are on it.
Yeah.
Because these movies have all got that, but they're songs that you recognize.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's got some good.
I do like the cover they use of Laid by James. I also just like that song.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But, like, you know what I mean? Like, when you actually, like, recognize a song with that kind of sheen,
yeah,
it instantly feels like a bigger budget thing.
Yeah, well, the soundtracks of American Pie are also... It would be like if they released a Tony Hawk's game and were like, whatever. Like, the soundtrack is so tied into what that is.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
But I think, yeah, it only really kind of comes together at the end. It was, like, annoying me how much it was just, like, set piece, set piece, set piece. I'm like, I get it. But also, at one point where they're in the bar or whatever, and someone's like, to the next step, and they're like, fucking stop doing that. I was like, I feel you.
No, I get
it. After 2 years, I feel you.
I reckon they should have put that in.
It's like, but I think, like, the thing is that, because American Pie 2 is very set piece heavy as well.
Oh, yeah.
It's just the execution is much more fast.
It's an escalation. Kind of. It's what a sequel should be. It's an escalation.
Mm.
Yeah, but 3 is very, like...
It's really contrived.
Also, I think traditionally thirds, like, threequels are harder to make than sequels, and they're typically worse movies. There's like set tropes and formats you can use for sequels that you see all the time, which work really well in like escalating and elevating an existing like piece of media or whatever. Third, you don't really have anywhere to naturally go. Like, you know, like American Pie 2, it's like, oh, the boy's on the road. That's what you do for the magic, like Magic Mike XXL. It's like, oh, the boy's on the road. Star Wars, it's like, oh, they're traveling more now. It's not just at the dead. Like, you put the boys on the road. You're like, another thing is like a sequel trick is you split up the team. That's like a common sequel trick.
Yeah.
The episode Empire Strikes Back, whatever. But like 3, it's like, what do you even do? Like, what
I'd
you
say
even...
the other, like, maybe the biggest problem, like, in terms of 3s and characters is like, the only character that's really changed in 3 is Jin.
Yeah.
Like, Jim's getting ready to get married.
Yeah.
Yep.
Kevin is as much of a blank slate as he is in 1 and 2, and given even less
just
to
your
do.
Milquetoast, inoffensive friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, Stifler...
The guy Jim can talk to that isn't Stifler or a guy with autism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stifler is now the breakout character of the franchise, so he has to become bigger and more caricature-like.
Sheldon-esque.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's annoying in this.
There's, like, a bit of overacting by Stifler in this that is kind of course-corrected by Reunion, where they really, like...
Well, because they turn him into, like, a proper loser at that point.
Reunion, like, they really are kind of, like, nail the kind of, like, this is what would happen to a Steve Stifler kind of guy.
Yeah, because in this, like, he's 3, still got the, like, I'm the big dog host, like, with the football team.
Well, 3,
like,
he keeps getting beaten.
He's in
beat,
his 20s. In
yeah. 3, also, yeah, he keeps getting beaten down, but he keeps winning.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, kind of like the big dog.
Yeah.
I do.
But he also, like, he keeps winning in too major of a way.
Yeah.
Like, he manages to save the wedding and win the girl, whereas, like, in Reunion, he just kind of, like, gets a little more confidence, which is, like, what you...
I do like that he does at least lose what is, like, because he's constantly so mean to Finch, is that he does get to just, like, say, like, I've fucked your mum. Like, never forget that. I have fucked your mum a bunch of times.
Man. You ever fucked a mum?
Imagine having that over somebody.
No.
I made out with a friend's mum.
That's so... You're telling us now?
Man, it's like 106 episodes.
Come on. That's episode 1 shit.
Don't
give too many details. I don't...
That's why I don't want to. I don't want to get too detailed heavy.
Can we give it... Was it since we've been recording the pod?
No.
Okay.
Long before.
Damn. Was it when you were in school?
No, I would have been...
There's an episode, on our best of episode, we put in a story about a guy who we don't even know and is not on this podcast, hooking up with a mum, yet we've had... Come on.
Yeah, like, it's weird because it's like a family friend.
Nice.
I need to cut it there. I'll give you more detail after this, but there is a specific reason why I absolutely don't want to go into any more detail now, which is pretty upsetting.
It's my own mom.
Hold on. It wasn't my mom, was it?
My mom.
You didn't make out with my mom,
man,
did you?
If I made out with your mom at your wedding, that would be so sick.
My stepdad would be so upset.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what's he going to do?
You don't
about
think
it?
That I could fucking alpha old mate?
Oh, he's a good
I was
going
to say his name, but I didn't know
he's
that
a good
was cool.
guy.
Yeah,
let's leave him out of it.
But yeah,
that's what you were trying to.
My ultimate point is, like, I don't think this is too bad, even though it's not that good.
Would that,
yeah,
I agree. Like, I think it still has the sheen of like a good movie, and it's like better. And like, while I was getting annoyed by it, like it did kind of redeem itself a bit by the end by like having a bit more quality than other things in this genre do.
I feel like I should tell the listeners I shat myself 3 days in a row in hospital. I feel like I can't not say that on the pod.
We spoke about it.
I won't go into the whole story or anything, but just so you guys know,
it's cool to know that you weren't listening to me at all.
I was. I'm very good at multitasking. I'm not good at multitasking. I'm really bad at it. I'm bad at tasking.
Bring it back, baby.
I'm bad at just doing tasks.
No, Raimi was
tasks.
Looking at you very disapprovingly.
What was I talking about? Shitting myself? Yeah. Oh, yeah. So my appendix ruptured. I went to hospital, got it out, shat myself 3 days in a row because of the antibiotics. That's the story.
Hastings is a baby.
On the third day, I was like, don't worry, guys. I didn't shit myself. Then I had to be like, guys, I shat myself.
I believe he put in the group chat on the first day, said, baby need wipe.
I did not say that.
It's a baby. Yeah.
I did not say baby need wipe. Thank you very much.
And then he tried to
I'm
suck
a grown
her.
Man.
And then his mom visited the hospital and he tried to suck her titties. He said, baby hungry.
No,
she said he's latching.
Like, she was like, Andrew, you're 29, but you've still mastered the art of latching. And then that's when you said, I've been practicing.
I think it's funnier if I'm bad at latching. I think it's funnier.
No, I think it's better that you have a model of your mum's breast to your house. Then he try and latch
old,
on.
Then he reenacted that old pull-up side of, I'm a big kid now.
All right,
finish it in his pants while
it was happening.
He pulls them up and they just squelch out of his leg. And then the orderly comes and like, Andrew, no.
When he bent over to pick him up, it just fired out the back.
Okay, the scenario I was imagining was my mum's...
It doesn't matter
my
anymore.
My mum visits me in hospital and I immediately start trying to breastfeed, but I'm bad at it. So I'm still in like the ward I was in for appendectomy, but she's like, nurse, he's not latching properly. And the nurse walks in and her appendectomy patient's sucking on his mum's tit. And she's like, I can't get him to latch. He's not going to wait.
Oh, God.
Big dog got to eat.
That's a good note to end it on. I genuinely think we should call it there.
Yeah, the podcast. Absolutely. All right.
Anyone got anything to plug?
Yeah, come to Powerbomb every Friday.
Oh, we got Twitter and things. I've been still making content on Twitter.
I'm Jamie the Red on PSN.
I'm not going to play video
is that,
games.
Is that a Liverpool reference?
Yeah.
I'm not allowed
it's
to
cool
say my
game. It's cool that you've
attack.
Done that at the age of 33.
Yeah, I can't remember when I made it.
I'm not allowed to say my gamer tag in public. It's a roast on someone.
Why not?
I'll tell you off pod.
It's not really a roast. It's just someone else's
name.
It's you directly naming someone else.
Yeah.
And I'm clearly being mean.
Yeah. Well, I'm...
What happens when that person wants to game?
I've thought about that a lot. I think he's a PlayStation guy. No, he's not.
But it doesn't matter.
I just remember he's not. He's an Xbox guy. Fuck.
Yeah, but he'll like suggest something just, cross-platform.
Can't you just reject the request or some shit like that? I don't know how it works.
I don't know.
Well, to reject the request, he has to know the name.
I might change my name if I ever do more gaming stuff. You know, less secretly with Jamie.
Yeah.
Yeah, when it's not just for comedy, I'll change the name.
But
I think
yeah,
I might have to pay to change
when
it.
When you turn pro.
Yeah. Which, you know, I'm ranked.
Soon.
I'm ranked in Rocket League.
Are you really? What's your rank?
Oh, it's like, I'm just like... You know, 10 million or something. But like, I've played enough games to be in one-on-one games.
Imagine him being number one.
I do like competitive. It's pretty, not good competitive, but I've done enough competitive games to have a rank. I'm very bad.
I played competitive with the host of the Simpsons Index, Elliot.
Yeah.
And he's a very generous.
Get me in on that team.
That just
of Rocket
me,
League?
Yeah, they just watched me continually fuck him over as we got one.
Man, let's do
it.
Me and Elliot should do a game.
Yeah, sure. Elliot's always
we said that. I'll be nice here because I'm doing it again tomorrow with friend of the show, Bebop Urskola. We're doing the Simpsons Index again.
Get Rocket League going.
But
tell him I want to play Rocket League.
But listen to Elliot's podcast, The Simpsons Index, where we all did an episode together. It was the... I don't think...
Absolutely.
I don't think they have titles, but it was the episode with Rosebud on it. So listen to that because...
Hey, your name's Rose. I just made that connection.
And you're budding.
Weirdly, so did
true.
I.
Yeah, and Jamie's right. You are budding.
No, but my name is Joes.
All right, of course.
Classic Joes.
Yeah,
classic
Joes.
No way, Joes.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. In the interest of, I'm not tweeting a lot lately because I'm sad. But
I'm tweeting heaps.
Yeah, Twitter, Instagram, Rose Alice Piper, Rose Piper on Facebook.
Watch Better
Hang
Call
on, we
Saul.
Never do this. I only started doing this for the best of
Spin
clips.
The bottle.
follow us on social media and start fucking posting shit. Where we ate it all on Twitter, where we ate it all podcast on Instagram, and just we'll just tell your mother we ate it all on Facebook.
I'm at Andrew Hastings on Twitter, AndrewHastings11 on Instagram. I'm doing all my shit. DM me if you want to pay me to do comedy once this is all open, because I may be looking for
Speaking of paying things, that's something we should get in there now. If you would pay for bonus content or content that maybe we put more effort in...
This would just make you sad,
Maybe we put more effort into, then tell us.
See if you'd like... If you like my American Pie theory, we can do actual film criticism.
Rose, did you not bring this up on purpose? Because you know we'd be like, there's no point to doing that.
Look, a girl can dream.
A girl can dream. That's true. If you want us to get OnlyFans, we'll do it.
Let's get some nudes.
I might get an OnlyFans. Why not?
I forgot what
I'm about to start a job being an executive assistant to a sex worker.
Ooh. I'm going to get a job.
She can't work enough for me to make an actual wage off that, but it'll be money.
I'm going to... Yeah, that's fucking sick, dude. I'm going to post pictures of my butthole on the internet.
I had something I was going to say, but I forgot what it was.
Yeah. I'm going to do it for Hunter Moore. Remember how Hunter Moore always used to talk about butthole pics?
If you like giving us money, maybe it was related to that. I don't think it was, though.
Video games.
It's probably about video games.
Better Call Saul.
What you've got going on.
I was talking about Better Call Saul. That does rock.
Bob Odenkirk. Yeah, Mr. Show.
Oh, yeah, no. DM me if you want a copy of You Up by Andrew Hastings. Don't. I'll mix together the audio for you.
Absolutely.
I need a new project.
Absolutely not giving you permission to do that. It's actually good, but it would just need some editing.
Consider this a verbal DM.
You're absolutely not allowed
to. Because I did not watch the whole show.
Yeah, because it's going up on Powerbomb Comedy's website.
It's not doing that.
Yeah.
Maybe it should, actually. I don't know.
It's pretty funny. I've listened to it.
Oh, I can't. Do this right now. I've been too fragile. Once quarantine's over, we can talk about it when I'm more emotionally incapable.
When you can actually escape somewhere after having to go through that.
Yeah, or like somewhere I can like not be alone with my thoughts afterwards.
Yeah, Alex asked for it and I said no.
Thank you.
But I've just been followed. Someone's listening. I've just been followed on Twitter by someone.
That's
live, baby.
Does that not happen much?
No, it's just man.
You mean
have more followers than me?
Our podcast.
This goes out live, right?
Yeah.
All right, yeah. To the next step.
Okay, so it's the meme of Charlie Day in front of the board with all the stuff conspiracy theory pinned up, and he's looking all crazy in front of it. But it's Jamie talking about his American Pie 3 theory.
Yeah, You Up available on audio.